This is KBOX Heart of the Arts Podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. Nick Luby and Susan Zhang are the co-creators, inventors, founders, I'm not sure exactly what to call them, of the Concert Truck. It's a mobile concert venue that's coming to Chandler October 17th through the 20th. Nick and Susan are on the phone to chat about their upcoming visit to the East Valley. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Before we talk about the specifics of your visit, tell us a bit about the Concert Truck. Is it kind of just what it sounds like, a truck where you present concerts?
Yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. We outfitted a box truck to unfold into a stage, and we can give a concert in pretty much any outdoor space where you can park a truck.
We like to think of it as a mobile concert hall.
You're not just talking, there's an instrument, you've got lights and a sound system, right?
Exactly.
From the time you arrive, tell us the process of setting up one of these concerts.
So we've done both ways. There are concerts that are pre-advertised that have been planned beforehand. And so we'll usually get there ahead of time and do setup so that by the time guests arrive, that everything is open and so they can see everything inside. But we also do some more off-the-cuff concertizing sometimes where we will surprise audiences. And those we can do setup in really minutes.
In minutes? Do you bring sound engineers with you to make it all happen, or is it just the two of you working on pretty much everything from soup to nuts?
Usually we work with technical staff from presenting organizations that we collaborate with. We've done things solo, but it's always good to have a few extra hands.
We've definitely done it all before, especially at the beginning when we were really getting started. Those were fun days.
Yeah, tell me a little more about that, Susan. When did you start and how did you come up with the concept of a traveling concert truck?
We had our first concert truck run in 2016. That's when we were first kind of prototyping the idea. The idea originated with Nick when he was traveling. He came up with this idea of having a traveling venue and just went through many iterations until we got to this one. And it took several years. Things really took off for us during the pandemic, I think, when we could deliver live music safely to people. Since then, I think a lot of presenters have seen a lot of value in the ways that we can help them connect with the community. So we've just been touring around the country ever since.
Now, Nick, how did you come up with the idea for a traveling concert venue? I've been in this business a long time, and I've not heard of anything like this.
I hadn't either. I was inspired while I was traveling by beautiful community gathering spaces that never seemed to have music. You know, I'd find myself in really charming town squares or seaside locations or beautiful parks where people were gathering and having a great time. And I always wished that I could bring a concert. And I started to think, is there such thing as a mobile concert hall? Originally, I thought maybe have a concert boat, but what's the equivalent on land? Well, it sort of clicked when I told Susan about the idea. She said, oh, we're doing that. And the rest is history.
Tell us about the kind of repertoire you'll be playing and kind of how the whole concert experience would work, as opposed to maybe a concert experience of chamber music at a church or at an established series or somewhere, well, indoors.
The repertoire that we play is largely classical. We'll definitely be doing some familiar tunes, things like Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue. We'll also be playing some maybe lesser known works and a lot of orchestral transcriptions, for sure, a lot of our favorites. And it'll all be, will primarily be four hands repertoire. We've been playing as a duo for many years now. And I think as far as the difference between coming to a concert truck concert versus the hall, it's certainly outside. So you are sometimes dealing with the elements, but I think it's a freer experience and it's a different way to connect with the music for sure.
We've got a wonderful schedule for the week in Chandler. We'll be at the Chandler's Farmers Market. We'll be at a few healthcare facilities, including the Dignity Health Stroke Support Group, Independent Living Community, and we'll also be doing the downtown Chandler Art Walk on Sunday the 20th. So variety of locations throughout town should be a lot of fun.
What has the reaction been from audiences, maybe the young kids and senior citizens at centers like you were talking about? How have they reacted to seeing a truck that has music coming out of it and musicians playing?
Well, I always love playing for the kids because I think it gets their imaginations going. They get to be outside. They get to feel free and kind of interact with the music in the way that they do. And I think that there's an element of curiosity and whimsy with the truck that's added. Nick and I also do a lot of educational and family programming. So we try to really involve the kids as much as we can in the program. And so I hope that we are able to create some memorable associations with the music that we play for them.
How about the reaction at senior centers, Nick? How have those folks reacted to the concerts?
So at senior centers, the older folks are generally some of the most grateful to have these sorts of musical experiences, especially to not have to travel far to go hear music. I always love the experience of spontaneity and the unexpected feeling of having a great experience when you weren't sure what to expect, you know, seeing smiles on people's faces, just having a great time.
How is it different for you playing in the concert truck as opposed to a concert venue? I know the audiences can be much more relaxed, but how do you feel differently, or do you?
I feel much freer. You know, it's fun to be outside. It's fun to be surrounded by beauty or by culture or activity or art. And it's very satisfying to have a concert in a social context that's, you know, very much part of a community or a geographical area. Concert halls are amazing. Churches are gorgeous. But the concert truck is, I think, another category of wonderful artistic experience.
I'll also say, with it being outside, it's certainly a test of the concentration because it's a slightly less controlled environment, but that can kind of add to the fun sometimes.
You've played recently at the Gilmore Piano Festival and the Cleveland International Piano Competition. You've been in Dallas and Seattle and San Francisco. How did this particular gig come about?
This Week in Chandler is very much a collaboration and a partnership with Chandler Center for the Arts. We're grateful for their partnership and support of our mission and really looking forward to sharing what we do with the Chandler community.
I was also going to say that people can find out about our performing schedule online and on our social media. There's also partial marketing done from the presenter's side. So that's how people can find out about our concerts across the country.
Nick Luby and Susan Zhang are the co-creators of the Concert Truck. They'll be giving free concerts at various locations in Chandler October 17th through the 20th, including visits to the Chandler Farmers Market Saturday, October 19th from 9 to 1, and the Downtown Chandler Art Walk Sunday, October 20th from 12:30 to 2. More information about the Concert Truck is at theconcerttruck.org. Nick and Susan, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks so much for having us, Greg.
For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.